Dun, dun, dun. We're back! We're back!
Wow!
What's the date today? Today is...
Today is
Sunday, March...
13th. 2022.
So do you know...
The last time we podcasted?
Yeah, it's been a really long time. And it was when we talked about Jingle Ball.
So like January,
yeah,
December.
Yeah.
Oh my god, guys. Oh my god.
But I feel like there was a reason that we took a break. And I think a big part of that reason was we were burned out.
Yeah.
That was when BTS came into town, which was super great, super great. They stayed, you know, their 2 weeks planned.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stayed even longer.
Weeks.
Yeah. And then Yoongi went missing. We were like, where's Yoongi?
They got COVID.
And then
other members got COVID.
Oh my god. And it was one thing after another. Okay. The other thing is, I personally went through this stage where I kind of saw the dark side of ARMY.
Yeah.
On TikTok, people were being haters. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why is ARMY acting like this? It, really made my heart sad.
About what?
Well, remember how, Yoongi posted the LV thing, and I was like, oh my god, Aaliyah, do you think he means Vegas? And then I put a thing out, and they were like...
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, everyone... Anyways, it was just I saw all of this stuff, and I was like, wow. Do I really want to stay deep in this game?
Yeah.
And I was totally questioning it. And that was hard because BTS is such a part of
our life.
Yeah.
Of our everything.
And it was usually a place I could just feel good about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, it's a little disappointing to feel upset. Yeah. I think for me, I got burned out seeing part of it was the thing that made me upset was part of the way the Big Hit had acted about the videos and stuff that kind of had upset me.
Oh, when they were like, don't post anything, blah,
yeah,
blah,
and we
blah.
We were like, it's a freaking concert. You make enough money already. Get over it.
Well, not only that, it was the way that they came at us.
I know. I was like, dang, bro. I was acting like if I haven't supported you guys.
Yeah, I am being disciplined right now.
Yeah.
I am in the principal's office and they are calling my mom.
I know. I was oh my god.
That's how I felt.
And then I think another thing for me was I started school for the first
time. Oh yeah, in-person school.
For the normal school for the first time.
For the first time? Well, it's not even a normal school. It's a performing arts school.
That's
so
true.
Even then
it's not
you're
even
still
normal.
Not normal.
I'm still not normal.
So just a whirlwind of things, and I think that we kind of had to simmer a little bit. And fortunately, now that the simmer is complete, we've kind of found our place back in feeling good about the whole BTS thing, and in a place where we have time to dedicate to podcasting now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in LA 6 months now, so we have a foundation.
Yeah, we're not just
things aren't so
reaching.
Yeah,
and trying to grab somewhere. Yeah.
So that's helpful. Okay, so I think the other thing that's kind of propelled us into this is, BTS has they just completed their shows in Seoul.
Yep.
And they have shows booked in Vegas.
Yes.
Okay. If you guys know anything about us, you should know this.
We love Vegas.
Oh my goodness. I was going to say G-O-D, but I don't want to offend anybody. Oh my goodness. We love Vegas. We try to go there at least once a year. We have a great time every time we go. And now that we're in LA, I mean, it's a little closer than before, but the flights are so cheap now.
Yep.
And so, and they booked the shows like on my birthday, around my birthday, ooh, like within days of my birthday. I don't know. So we were kind of thinking of going anyways.
Yep.
Then they made these shows, and you know what? Did we try to get tickets?
No.
No.
I think that that has a big thing to do with the burnout, though. Because had I not been burned out, I probably would have been like, we better be going.
Yeah. Okay, I think that element of me is still burned out, the whole concert
exactly.
element.
Exactly.
Because
I just can't do it right
you
now.
You guys, like the last time that we tried to get tickets, it was like so messed up. And Ticketmaster sent us links, they didn't work. You know, all this stuff happened. We got special codes, yep. They didn't work.
I was like,
can I go through that again?
Yeah.
Because we've said it before, it's seriously the Hunger Games to get BTS tickets.
Yep.
And you know what I heard?
What?
You're gonna be floored by this.
Oh boy.
I heard that the shows actually sold out before they could even go on regular sale.
What the heck?
They sold out in all the pre-sale parts of it.
Why would we have pre-sale?
So unless you had access to pre-sale, you couldn't even get tickets. And so like pre-sale is like ARMY or like Ticketmaster verified fans or special like credit card holders or things like that.
See, now look it, that's where money gets you in life. Like that's so messed up because there's so many people who don't have that kind of money.
Who don't know how it works.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Who don't know about ARMY Fan Club and haven't like registered on Ticketmaster or like all of these things or like parents that are trying to get their kids tickets. We've said this before. Yep. Like parents who don't know all of these things, you know? They're out of the game before it even starts.
Yep.
And so that actually like reaffirmed my decision to not even get tickets. I was like, this is so messed up at this point.
Yeah.
And it's not BTS's fault. Like, please don't think that we're like mad at BTS. We're just mad at the whole game.
Like, well, and I know that without you knowing about all this stuff, I would be one of those people who like was just trying to get tickets without any verification thing and stuff. And I'm like, Not only do you not have a good chance of getting a good seat, you have a good chance of not even getting in the building, like, at all. Like, even if you're sitting in what we call, like, the nosebleed seats. Like, that is crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's so messed up because there's so many people who want to and deserve to go see them. You know what I mean? But they don't. Like,
I know. And it makes me think of all those people that, like, we chat with on Instagram comments or whatever that are like, oh, I can't wait. I'll probably never see BTS. And like my response is always,
Don't say that.
Yeah, like you'll go.
But you're like, it'll happen. What? You might not.
Jeez, but like it's so difficult. It's so difficult. And you know what? Okay. I've said this before too. The actual prices of BTS tickets are not unreasonable. Yeah. I think the cheapest is usually about $60. And the most expensive is usually about $260.
That's but if they're not resale.
Yes. Now, that's what I was just going to say. Once you start getting all these resellers in the mix, that's when you have starting prices at like $600, $1,000, up to like $4,000. I think we even saw tickets for like $7,000 a seat. And I was like,
what?
You're kidding me.
I'm not paying that.
And you know what, you guys? If it's in a stadium and the Vegas shows are... You're so far away.
It's not worth it.
You're so far away.
Okay. Should we give away our secret?
Speaking of, yeah. Okay, the better thing is, it really is for stadium shows, when you're in the back nosebleed seats, here is your better option. Go for it.
Just go watch the concert at YouTube Theater
or whatever they have.
Mm-hmm. Because dang, when we went to the YouTube Theater one, it was the best option ever. You were watching it on a big screen. They were right next door. Like, it was just like going to the real concert.
It was better.
It was just like, because you also still feel that energy that they give off, you know what I mean? The only thing is you don't get to see them, like, right there. In those cases, I would go to, like, what I would do is, like, let's say I want to go to, like, 3 BTS concerts in a year. 2 of them I would go to the theater, and then 1 of them I would try and get, like, seats. You know what I mean? If you really want to see them in person. But I swear to God, like, going to YouTube Theater was the best option, because not only that, but it was a lot cheaper than any concert tickets we could find. They weren't sold out, and you still got the full experience without having to deal with the Hunger Games.
Yeah, I think I paid like $65
per ticket. Person. Yeah. And so all 3 of us got to go.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And you're there with a bunch of ARMY, and like you can like dance and like have your ARMY bomb and all these things. Remember that one time we went to the BTS movie and people were like, don't bring your ARMY bomb, that's rude, and don't sing along, like, that's rude. And I'm like, y'all, it's BTS.
Why can't we,
and
though?
I love them. And so I was like, where's the show where, like, I get the cool ARMY that want to have fun in the theater?
That's well, what I want. Went to go watch the movie. Didn't like
we like, went to two ARMY. We've been to 2 movies. One was not fun ARMY, who were like, remember they even passed out things like have respect for other people, blah blah blah. They like passed out pieces of paper that said don't do anything. Don't you remember that?
I do remember that.
And then
it was like ridiculous stuff though. It wasn't just like normal things. Like it was like it's kind of ridiculous to tell people to like not even like laugh too loud or something.
Yeah.
Like I was like
That was so controlling.
Are you serious? I was like, I want to laugh.
I want to have fun. Like, I want to have fun. Like, I don't know. And so then we went to another BTS concert movie where, like, we were with Fun ARMY.
And we were just jamming and
singing. And, yeah, it was great. So, anyways. So, yeah. If that's an option for Allegiant, and I'm pretty sure it is, do that. Faux show.
Okay.
Faux show.
Faux show.
What else do we want to tell people about Vegas? Okay, if you're in Vegas, things that we recommend.
Ooh, okay.
I say the high roller.
I was about to say that.
The high roller is the big, giant
Ferris wheel
behind the Link Hotel. It's so worth it. Yep. It's like half an hour long. You go super, like, slow. You see all of Vegas. The view is phenomenal.
Yep.
For those of you who are 21, there's one of the carts is like a drinking cart where they have like a bar in there. And supposedly it's like all you can drink for 30 minutes.
Yeah, so good luck with that.
I don't know.
Another thing I recommend if you're into this stuff is Area 51.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically it's this like giant like art exhibit, except it's an interactive art exhibit, and so basically it goes along like a storyline.
That's
like
the Meow Wolf part though. Area 51 is that whole building with all the things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then there's the Meow Wolf part, which is what I said, which is like an art exhibit that's like interactive. And then Area 51 as a whole has like cafes, restaurants, like it's like a black light, like glow in the dark kind of thing. They had a really awesome store there that I bought a corset from, which was really pretty.
Wild Muse, I think it was called.
Oh, I didn't even remember.
I remember because like, I am a Wild Muse.
Okay. And I met a cool dancer there too, remember?
No, I don't remember that.
He was like wearing like bright yellow.
Oh,
yeah.
He worked there?
No, kind of. Okay. Anyways, and then one other thing I would recommend is walking through Caesar's Palace. I think that's one casino that you definitely have to walk through. It's very pretty. It has lots of shops, and you can kind of find anything there.
Mm-hmm. So. Mandalay Bay has the aquarium.
Yeah.
It has a really cool pool, too, because it has a wave pool. What else do I like? I like... I just like walking the strip too.
Yeah.
And April is hot, but it's not too hot. And I think most of the pools are going to be open in April, so that's good too. What else do I like?
Oh, go ahead. The The one with all the flowers and the...
The Bellagio?
The Bellagio. Mm-hmm. Yes. The Bellagio and the Bellagio fountains. So...
Oh, you have to see the fountains.
You have to see the fountains.
You have to see them at night, too.
Yes, at night. Basically, like, every, like, 15 minutes, the Bellagio fountains, like... go with like music, and it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
It's gorgeous. What else do I like? You could go. We had dinner at the Stratosphere Hotel.
Yeah,
that was really, really good. Like the food was so good.
The best food I've ever tasted in my whole life.
It was super expensive, and I think for the three of us to eat there, it was like $450, which is a lot, but that was like one of our big splurges. Is like we put money aside because we knew we wanted to do that. But the view from that is so nice.
It's so nice
to like eat and see all this beautiful, like all the lights and yada yada yada. The other restaurant that we ate at was Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen.
That was so cool.
That was fun. Uh-huh. That was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. Not as pricey as the Stratosphere, too.
Yeah.
What else?
The Raiders Stadium.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, some of you may be going to the show. Some of you might just be in Vegas to, like, just be in Vegas when BTS is there. And we get that because we've done that, too, where we're like...
We don't have tickets, but...
Yeah, we just want to be in the same city as them. But the Allegiant Stadium itself has a really cool tour, and they take you everywhere. Like, you see every inch of that stadium. And you even get to go down on the field, and that was...
Sick.
That was awesome. Sick. And you and your dad, like, ran on the field, right? Didn't you guys race?
No, wait, maybe. I don't know, but we pretended, we took a picture pretending that we were playing football.
Yeah. And then... I think that was, again, like around $60-$65 a person, so not too bad.
Yeah, I don't think that's bad. For going on the field and then taking you to the locker rooms and stuff.
And the tour guides are so professional.
Yeah, they're very
like,
nice.
They're awesome. They're very, very good at their job. Oh, there's even a part where you get to go in the cheerleaders locker room.
The Raiderettes.
Raiderettes, so. Yeah.
That was so amazing to me because as a dancer, I was like... Oh my God, I was like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm. That was really cool. Okay, I guess that's, you know.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
those are
like the main things that we really, really love to do. And then obviously like lounging by whatever pool you have at your hotel is always fun. Ways to save money. We figured out you should go to McDonald's for breakfast.
Yeah, it's.
Because at our hotel, like we stayed at the Aria the last time. And, like, just for breakfast at, like, the little cafe that sold, like, muffins and coffee and stuff.
Muffins and crap.
It was, like, I wasn't going to say crap. I was going
like
to
say crap.
No, muffins and coffee. It was, like, $70 for breakfast. And we were, like,
whoa.
So we started going to McDonald's where it was, like, $25, $30 for breakfast, which was way more reasonable.
And what else you could do is, like, eat breakfast, have, like, lunch, like a small lunch, and then actually spend money on dinner.
Yeah.
That was like our routine.
Is that what we did?
Yeah.
And then the monorail. We usually buy monorail tickets too to like get us
places
around the strip without having to spend so much money. I guess that's it. Okay, anyways, so we're back. We said why we're gone. We've talked about Vegas. And we'll just kind of see what happens. Obviously, BTS is going to show up here in LA around all these Vegas shows.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure they've got to land here before they even go to to Vegas. Yeah. So anyways, okay. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for having us back in your life. We love you guys so much. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Remember to follow us on Instagram. Remember to follow us on TikTok. And stay positive, guys, and enjoy life. Things are good. Talk to you later. Bye.